that I meant to ask about before. It's got great big shiny green leaves. It's a big tree and big white flowers on it.
That's a magnolia.
Now, if a married woman didn't want to make up her own mind sometime about something, she might say, now, I've got to go ask my... Let me go ask my...
Mother?
Well, if, now,
no,
if she's
counselor.
Married,
huh?
If she's married,
oh.
She might say, let me go ask my...
Fancy.
Yeah, and if they're already married, she'd say, let me go ask my...
husband again.
Yeah, well, sure. Yeah, see, they're so simple, Ms. Wilkins. And I was, you know, and like a man might say, if he was a married man, he'd say, well, I better go ask my
wife.
Well,
don't many of them ask their wife much.
Yeah, I guess that's
not nowadays. They don't.
Now, a woman that's lost her husband would be called a
widow.
And, do your father and mother together are called your...
They're living together.
Yeah, and when you're talking about both your father and
mother.
Your mother, you call them your...
Mother and father.
Mm-hmm. But
parents.
Another, yeah, sure. Of course, you never did know either one, any of your grandparents then, did you?
No, ma'am. Oh, no, ma'am. Just saw my grandmother's pictures.
You just saw her pictures?
Yes, ma'am.
Because, of course, they stayed in England, didn't they?
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember something that, for babies, that they used to have that, it's sort of like a crib on wheels, and they put them in there. A
bassinet.
Uh-huh. Now, a bassinet would be one, and then one that they take outside, what would they call that? If they were going to put the baby in?
Swing? No. Cradle?
Cradle? Would they wheel that outside?
No. Well, in my time, they didn't have wheels on them. They just had big, long rockers,
mm-hmm.
And they sat on the floor,
mm-hmm.
Big square box.
Mm-hmm.
That's what mine was.
Mm-hmm. Is that what yours was?
Uh-huh. Big square box with rockers on it.
Uh-huh.
They'd rock this way.
They'd rock like that.
Mm-hmm. It got burned, too.
Oh, it did. Oh, that's such a shame.
Burned my cradle up.
Oh, that's terrible. Well, did you ever hear of a baby carriage?
Yes, ma'am.
Now, what would that be?
Well, just like they have now, only they're not made like that. They were made...
was that what they called them? Am I saying it right? Would it be a
baby carriage?
Yeah,
yes,
that's what they called
them. The wheels were larger and higher, and the carriage part wouldn't be made like a big box, and it was all padded and fixed inside nice. And pretty velvet, you know, lined with velvet.
Mm-hmm.
This baby carriage. My sister had two or three.
Mm-hmm.
She had, and our babies, I stayed there with her and went to school most of the time, taking care of her children. That's what they called them, baby carriages, a long time ago.
And
had a little top over
little
them.
Little top,
mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, now, like, when they put the baby in the carriage and they'd say they were going to go out and
going out for a walk.
For a
and
walk.
Take the baby in the carriage, uh-huh. And take a walk.
Now, you know, back in the old days, if a woman was going to have a baby, what would they say? They usually say she was
pregnant.
Pregnant. They'd say that even then. Of course, your daddy was the one that would say bull and everything anyway,
oh.
So he wouldn't care. Now, in the old days, you know, these women that would, like if they didn't have a doctor, these women that they'd have to help deliver babies, what were they called?
Midwife. I was one once.
You were one once?
Yeah. Got my license. And
you did?
I got people, I helped them.
Mm-hmm.
They got so ornery they wouldn't pay me and I quit.
Oh.
That's the reason I knew how to take care of myself.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
If
yeah,
I hadn't been, hadn't studied those doctor
mm-hmm.
books and seen a lot,
mm-hmm.
Well, I'd have been in a bad